You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin has denied allegations that the Kremlin has collected compromising information about US President-elect Donald Trump. The comments came after Moscow already denied any involvement in a cyber hacking and propaganda campaign to influence the recent presidential elections in the US. Stefan Boss has more.
Pulp fiction. That's how Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov described claims that Russia has compromising personal and financial information about U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. In a statement, Peskov said the allegations are aimed at harming bilateral relations between the U.S. and Russia. Even President-elect Trump reacted. He used social networking service Twitter to rubbish the allegations, saying in one message, "Russia has never tried to use leverage over me. I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans, no nothing." U.S. intelligence agencies are reported to have presented a classified report about a material obtained by Russian agents to both Trump and the outgoing president Barack Obama. After news reports were published about the briefing, Trump tweeted, "Fake news, a total political witch hunt." It was attached to wider findings of alleged ongoing ties between Trump associates and the Kremlin and interference by Russia into the U.S. election. Though both Putin and Trump deny the allegations, the U.S. intelligence community seems convinced about its findings. James Clapper, director of National Intelligence, has told the U.S. Senate's Intelligence Committee,
"We have high confidence that President Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential election. The goals of this campaign were to undermine public faith in the U.S. democratic process. Putin and the Russian government also developed a clear preference for President-elect Trump. Russia aspired to help President-elect Trump's election chances when possible by discrediting Secretary Clinton and publicly contrasting her unfavorably to him."
While several Republican and Democratic senators have expressed concern about the situation, possible closer ties between Trump and Putin are especially watched in former Soviet satellite states, where officials fear it could harm their security. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.